calmer weather helped firefighters gain some control today on two wildfires burning south of Los Angeles that have forced the evacuation of nearly 100,000 people. Authorities say the Silverado fire that started Monday near Irvine is currently 25% contained, but has burned already more than 13,000 acres. And just north of that blaze, the Blue Ridge fire is 16% contained and has scorched more than 14,000 acres. News Nation reporter Chip Yost is in Yorba Linda looking at the damage that Blue Ridge fire has done to homes in that area.
We are here on Blue Ridge Drive in Yorba Linda, the street that the Blue Ridge Fire is named after, and that's because the fire started in the hills right behind this home. Unfortunately for these homeowners, the fire moved much too quickly for firefighters to save their house.
I was on the phone and smelled smoke, and I looked out the window and saw black. And that's usually not a good combination.
Roger Bailey says within minutes of seeing the Blue Ridge fire behind his home, he and his family knew they had to get out quick.
We quickly ran into the back, and the smoke was coming up over the hill, lots of embers.
From the time we realized there was a fire close by to the time we started driving down the hill was 10 minutes.
The fire broke out around 1 p.m. Monday, driven by ferocious Santa Ana winds. It eventually grew to more than 14,000 acres and led to mandatory evacuations for thousands of people. But many residents, including the Baileys, are praising the work of firefighters in containing the damage. The Baileys say they watched on video as firefighters went into their home to salvage what they could while their house was still burning.
We were watching on our Ring cam. They're coming in and out of the house with ladders, and they were able to pull things out of the house so quickly, even things we didn't have time to get, and they put all of those things aside for us, and just tremendously nice.
Yeah, they're rock stars. I don't know how they do it, and I just think I can't thank them enough. There's not enough gratitude and love and sunshine poured their ways. They're amazing. They're amazing. And the police, they were helpful too. It's just amazing.
In addition to this home that was destroyed, at least a half a dozen others did suffer some damage. The good news for firefighters is the weather conditions have changed dramatically, allowing them to get some containment lines around the fire. Reporting in Yorba Linda, California, I'm Chip Yost, News Nation.